Good morning again. Good day over here from Chico. I'd forgotten that the road isn't straight. So when I get back to Chico tomorrow, I'll be going to Costco for tires. But that's not why I'm standing here. Actually, the reason I'm standing here is to do the offering. Well, I can't do an offering, but I could lead you to one. You know, if you turn in your Bible to Matthew chapter 11, and you look at verse 4, a group of people, actually disciples of John the Baptist, have come to him, and they've said, what is it that you do, Jesus? What makes you who you are? What makes you tick? Jesus, we'd like to know what you're doing with your time and your efforts. And Jesus says, go back and report to John the Baptist, what you hear, what you see. The blind receive their sight. Man, that's cool. The lame walk. That's remarkable. The deaf hear, those who have leprosy are cured, the dead are raised, that's monumental, and good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. So just look and listen and see what I've done as your Savior, and you follow in that same way. And the offering today has to do with that very issue of dealing with people that in society often get left by the wayside. People who have AIDS, people who have incurable diseases, people who do not have health insurance, which the government may or not ever fix. You know, they may get to it next year, who knows. But the point is, we can help through our harvest ingathering today to make sure nobody is left out of the good news of the touch of Jesus Christ, and perhaps in that touch, we will bring some to Jesus. Will the deacons please rise for the offering and come forward? Heavenly Father, we ask you in your goodness to us to remind each one of us how good you have been to us, how we've never gone without, how you've given and given and given to us. May we give in return from hearts that want to touch others. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.